Along the coastline of Maryland's eastern shore, just south of the city of Cambridge, you'll find a small picturesque church that dates to the days well before this country was even born. A walk around the grounds and inside the house of worship will reveal a story that speaks to the faithful generations who have lived and worshiped here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
On Maryland's eastern shore, you'll find a church that is older than this country.
The church was built on private property sometime in the 1670s or 1680s. We can't really be sure about that. It was established as a Protestant chapel.
Dan Dunlap is the priest at Old Trinity Church.
At the time, the province of Maryland did not have an established church, but that all changed in 1692, and this became one of the 30 original parishes of the Church of England.
Most visitors to this church would say it's small by today's standards, but when you put yourself in the context of the 17th century, you view it in a new light.
Because it was built of brick, it meant that this church was considered to be the mother church of all worshiping communities in this parish.
Its location along the water's edge is picturesque and quite practical by the standards of the time when it was built.
We're on the system of the Little Choptank River, and if you will, it was the major highway for the area. In our earliest history, this area was filled with tobacco plantations. And so the best way to transport tobacco would be by boat.
And most who attended church here in those early days would have arrived by boat. Attendance has waxed and waned, but there was a noticeable drop around 1776.
Things like the American Revolution didn't help because the Church of England, of which this parish was a part, was no longer a popular place to be for American patriots.
This church holds a distinction from all others in the country, though, and I'll share it next time as we travel the countryside. Wolford, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCrae.